USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Senator John McCain's family issued a statement Friday saying the senator, who turns 82 next week, is discontinuing treatment of his aggressive brain cancer. His fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake spoke to KNXV in Phoenix about a phone call with McCain's family.
They've had a lot of time to think about this and spend time with him, and that's been wonderful. I can tell you what a sweet, wonderful family he has.
The family says the senator has surpassed expectations for survival from his diagnosis more than a year ago, but the progress of the disease and advance of age rendered their verdict. Hurricane Lane still powering towards Hawaii, causing lots of wind and rainfall in spots. This woman's family is staying at a hotel in Waikiki, visiting from Melbourne, Australia.
They told us to prepare with extra food and water for the next 24 to 48 hours. Watch your little ones.
Maui is still dry, and officials there have their hands full with a brush fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Senate Democrats continue to delay consideration of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the High Court. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at the Republican National Lawyers Association Friday, accused Democrats of senseless obstruction.
What the Constitution says is advise and consent has turned into obstruct and oppose.
Pence lavished praise on Kavanaugh, saying in a more respectful time he would be overwhelmingly confirmed to the Supreme Court. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's trip to North Korea next week has been canceled. President Donald Trump doesn't feel the U.S. is making sufficient progress with respect to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This year's Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Ireland features Pope Francis. Survivors of sexual abuse by priests, like 85-year-old Michael O'Brien, say the Pope's recent apology isn't good enough.
Stand up for Francis and show us what you can do.
He's among those urging the Vatican to be more accountable for failing to protect children from priests. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey says it's time to strengthen standards relating to mandatory reporting of child abuse in the country. Speaking in Philadelphia, Casey called on Congress to pass the Speak Up to Protect Every Abused Kid Act.
Make the report directly to the appropriate state authorities, such as Child Protective Services or law enforcement itself. It would no longer be permissible to say, quote, I told my boss, I told my head coach, I told my bishop. That's not enough.
PETA's launched its latest ad campaign in the heart of crab country. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Crab is beloved across Maryland. That's crab meat. But that's not what PETA would like. The animal rights group has erected a billboard in Baltimore featuring the state crustacean, the blue crab, beside the words, I'm me, not meat. PETA says it wants to encourage veganism ahead of September's Baltimore Seafood Festival. A PETA spokeswoman says crabs do feel pain, and they also feel fear, and they have unique personalities. PETA's placed similar billboards in some other East Coast cities. But crab enthusiasts in Maryland are especially upset at the billboard, some sharing reactions on Twitter. One restaurant owner said he thinks the whole message is tone deaf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Robin Leach, known for TV's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, has died at the age of 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.